is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is only a test.
DJ's in MC. This DJ, he gets it out.
Listen to this disc jockey's introduction to
two DJs in a mic with your host, DJ Mike.
Is that a timetable?
And DJ JP.
Well, get on it. It's your time.
Give me the mic.
All right. We're back. Day two. Another edition of day two. Midwest DJs Live. And we're here with the great one, the host of the show for 2024. How you doing, John?
Man, I didn't deserve that welcome. I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
You're doing great. You did deserve it. That's why I said it.
Yeah, you did, man.
Thank you so much.
I was so glad when I saw the advertisement. I say, really? Jonathan Wu Pig is the host
right.
for Midwest DJ?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Okay, we moving on up in the conference world.
Right. This is my first time hosting a conference of this nature. I've done some smaller stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you get 250 of your peers in a room. It's like, wow.
It's
a big responsibility, but it's been great.
You've been good. I was there for when you opened up the show. We were there the first session, and I said, here we go, y'all. This is one. Because it's got to be the first one, right?
First one.
Not you. I'm talking about for... You know,
yes.
We don't want to say it a lot, really, on TV. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
And the representation here has been outstanding. This is probably the most.
We were talking about that off air. It's really inspiring to see you come to Milwaukee and you see more representation than when you go to Vegas or when you go to Atlantic City or when you go to Florida. It's incredible.
And, I mean, you and
we're trying to make it a
Fat Mac was hosting last night. Because we were like, hey, did he choke Howard out and take Howard out to get that job? But, I mean, it's just good to see us doing stuff and being involved. Hey, if you show up, we can get on stage.
Bingo.
If you show up, you can present. If we stay at home and complain, we can't
do
anything.
That's what happens. You keep staying at home, and that's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens. But we're going to get into some questions, Mike. So let's go. What you got?
Well, for me, I want to know, how did you get your name?
Here's the thing. I'm from Arkansas. Our mascot is the Razorbacks. I, at one time, did some stuff for the college. At that time, I went by DJ Porkchop, and it just didn't, you know.
Ho.
It didn't roll right.
Stop the press.
Right.
How did that come
about? All right, so back in the day, you know, originally when DJ MCs got their name, they got it from their peers.
Yes.
Okay.
So, still today they do.
Right. My college roommate, his dad was a DJ. He was a DJ, and then when we're going around in the dorms, I didn't know nothing. I'm a musician, so I hop on the decks. He's like, all right, man, I think you might have something here. Long story long, I had a plate of pork chops I had sitting on the CDJs. I didn't know that was not supposed
that
to be a
sacrificial.
Thing. Sacrificial. And from that moment on, I went
what
by DJ Pork
Chops.
That didn't roll off the tongue. And then once I started doing work for the Razorbacks, Wu Pig, it just made sense.
Oh,
and there's only one.
I understand.
There's only one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of DJ scratches and cuts and stuff like that. But if you ask about Wu Pig, you know exactly who you're talking about.
Exactly. There's no other Wu Pig.
So was that a spinoff, Wu Pig, a spinoff of the pork chop?
No, it's all in the pig family. That's Arkansas.
You know what?
Okay, well, I don't. Yeah,
our mascot's the Razorbacks.
Wu Pig is something they say. Wu Pig, that's a thing they do. A call they do in Arkansas football.
That's us. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, how has the new name worked for you?
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right?
Mm. Okay.
Because you see a lot of the newer DJs, or how about more requested DJs, they're just going by their name.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends, DJ Joe Bunn, DJ Jason Janna, David Osborne. And I'm like, well, I could use my name, but once you have a moniker, it's impossible for anybody else to call you something else. I've tried to tell people, hey, you can just call me John. You can call me Jonathan. No, Wu Pig it is. So, all right.
All right.
All right. I can't deny it. Wu-Pig it is. Yeah.
So when I first heard of him, like one of the DJs back in Dallas, Mario, he's like, "Hey man, you gotta listen to this guy's podcast." Wu-Pig. Who the hell is Wu-Pig?
Right.
So I'm thinking you Asian.
I'm like,
no, I'm just serious. I did not associate it with Arkansas. Wu-Pig. What? Okay, be honest. What do you think the first?
Hey, I don't know. I'm
yeah, you always gonna try to get in your corner and try to let me fall on this sword by myself.
He starts a fire, but, walks away.
Who jumped on it? I didn't jump on it.
Really, when he said it, I was like, "Is he Asian?" Then I was like, "No."
And,
so,
and then if you don't, if you're not watching the podcast, if you're just listening, and none of it matches, man. You look at, you hear my voice, and you're like, "Oh, well, this is."
No, it matches.
And then
the
you see the face, you're like, "Ah, that's not what I expected," but it fits. So let's roll with it.
That's exactly what happened, because I did not expect that. I'm like, "Wu-Pig, what the hell?"
Right, right. But there's only one, so it's like all of, you know. My company's name is Crown Entertainment. I tried to buy that URL way back, and they want like $20K for it.
Crime Entertainment.
Crown.
Crown. Oh wow. Yeah.
But there's only, I got DJ Wu-Pig for like DJWu-Pig.com. It only costs me $10. That's it. That's it.
$10.
Oh my. See, there you go.
Strikes a match, walks away.
That's him. That's it. Boom. No, he don't do matches. He throw the damn gas can on there. And he didn't want to turn around and act like he.
What I do?
No, but let's get serious here, man. I see you doing some great work, man. So tell us how you started. I mean, besides messing up and putting those pork chops on that CDJ.
Man,
that could have been deadly. Your career could have been over right there.
It could have been over.
With the right DJ.
Right. So I started in college. I went to school for drums. I'm a drummer. I've been playing. It's hard to say. You know, I'm only 34. I've been playing drums for 30 years now. Grew up
since
in
you
church.
Were four? Oh, my
grew
God.
Up in church playing. And you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
If you got hands and rhythm, you're going to do
yes.
something.
Yeah, you get on over there and play
Mama
the drums.
Mama sung in the choir, and I was over there playing bongos, then moved up to the drums. And then. Wow. When I went to college, like I said, my college roommate was a DJ. He was also a football player. So when he was at practice, I'd hop on the decks. And then when he got back from practice, we'd go back and forth. And eventually he gave it up. I bought that system from him and started doing bar nightclub stuff. Those who know me know the bar and nightclub scene. That's not where I'm at. I enjoy the craft and the music, but smoky bars and nightclubs, that's just not my scene. So I moved into weddings, moving into the private events. Space started there, and then from there, you know, I wanted to get back to my musician roots. I'm a big lover of live sound and live bands, so you know, I was working for a company as a stagehand, and man, I had a problem with getting paid on time. And if there's anything that us sitting at this table don't play about, it's our money.
So that will get you killed worse than a pork chop on a CDJ.
Right.
So yes,
so we have sinners.
Right at that point, I said, why not me? You know, if he can do it, I know I can do it and still keep some integrity and try to grow this thing. So
was it on purpose, or was he just,
you know,
mismanagement?
He didn't know how to run a business. And now looking back on it, you know, I got nothing but love and respect for the guy. It's hard running a business. It's not easy. Those who do it well make it look easy.
Because a lot of times if you pull the curtain back, it's ugly.
Right, it's a mess. It's a mess.
It can be ugly, so, but some of us make it look easy.
I don't think it was intentional, but that's just the way it worked out.
Yeah.
So,
but he motivates you, that's a good thing. So now you're into production, you do big gigs.
Yeah.
So how much, I've watched videos with you in the trucks. You got to own 18-wheelers and all that
too,
right?
Yeah, so we've got.
This brother's over the top.
We got a 53-foot, two 26-foot, and we just bought a 15-foot box truck last week. So
I watched it, he was driving 18-wheeler bagging it up to the dock, and I was like, wow,
it's happened so fast. Like I look, you know, and I've been doing it 15, you know, been a DJ for 15 years now. It's crazy how quickly things have changed.
Oh yeah.
Just in that time.
I mean, we're even talking about, you know, we started on CDJ 800s. That was the new when I started.
Yeah. Now we have 3000, right?
3000. Yeah. Nexus. And the software's different. The equipment's different. Your clients expect something different.
Yeah.
You know, it's changed so fast in a short amount of time.
So back to your wedding stuff. What all are you doing in the wedding? Are you just got DJs doing weddings? weddings and you're doing special effects?
Yeah, so on the wedding side, I've got six DJs, and we do basically the same thing everybody else does. You know, we've got a tailored experience where you can start off with a traditional package and add on anything from there. You know, all the special effects and uplights and moving heads, and then, you know, if you really want to, the one thing that's cool about having a production side alongside the DJ aspect of it is truly when I go into a planning meeting or a vision meeting with the couple, it's like, look, whatever you whatever you're seeing in Vegas or Dallas, New York City, Miami, we can do all of
video
that
walls,
stuff. Video walls,
cold sparks.
We just got the new instead of the cold sparks shooting up, we got 12 the fountains that shoot down.
You had the twisters.
Oh
too.
Yeah, man, laser effects and cold pyro. It's cool to be able to really sit down with a client and say, what do you want?
Wow.
And then let's dive a little deeper into that imagination and let's come up with something cool.
So do a lot of people get all that stuff, or
one out of a hundred, and I would say that's where the passion for the DJ aspect of it, especially in the private event space, that's probably where my passion has subsided, because it's you know, those ones that you get, they're fun, but they're so few and far between. Yeah. It's hard to stay motivated trying to sell that in the wedding space when you can sell it in the production world, and it's another day at the office.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's an easier sale.
It's easier sell.
It's expected.
Bingo.
Those are the expectations.
Right.
So it's no like, well, why does this cost so much?
Right.
It's already expected.
I'm here to make
it's
y'all
been
look
established.
Good. And it's the same thing with couples. Essentially, I'm there to make the celebration great, make you guys look and feel loved. But on the corporate scale, when you're talking about a brand that reaches, you know, different nations and around the globe, they want something big. They really want to see what
you
can do. They want to stretch their creativity and make something
so
happen.
So what's the furthest your Crown Entertainment has gone to do a production?
Last October, November, we went to Salt Lake City, did
awesome.
A Limitless Arena. It's a big influencer style conference. And then just last week I had three guys in Port Huron, Michigan. They could literally see Canada from the hotel. So I tell my people we will go wherever it makes sense. And I got a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old, so I will go literally wherever it makes sense. I got diapers to pay for and they ain't cheap. So hey, if you paying, I'm coming. What did Cass say? I know they gonna be there, they know I'm gonna be there, and I'm bring my people, and y'all bring y'all people. We'll make
and
it happen.
The great thing is this. You got a trailer if you need one.
Yeah. Well, I just saw a door open, so I'm just, you know, my mind. I just a whole new avenue for what I want to do.
Plug him.
If you know, if you got something like this, he said he's always in Dallas.
Always in Dallas.
So he can put some more stuff on the truck.
That's
for,
the thing.
For my thing.
I tell my friends,
exactly.
especially, you don't, I tell people not to do what I did. Don't go out and, those who know my story, I put it on YouTube. I'm not afraid to share. I started my business almost $80,000 in debt on credit cards, 29% interest, chasing a dream. I didn't know any better. I'm just out here trying to buy the latest and greatest crap that everybody else has. And that's how I started my production company. My first rig, $50,000, swiped it, credit card, and making minimum monthly payment. Like, it, don't do what I did, but I tell my friends, you don't have to own all that stuff. It's cheap to put it in a box truck and truck it 3 or 4
exactly.
hours up the road. I love collaborating.
And with that, you have to be okay with out making all the money.
Yeah, I don't
because
mind.
It's not about that.
Right. I want to, whenever I team up with somebody, whenever we're collaborating, I say, look, the first thing you need to do is get your client's numbers. We need to figure out what you want your take to be, and then from there, we'll figure out the hard costs of what it takes to get there. And if we can make all of it work, I'll drive to California.
Hey,
it don't matter.
I love it because I just had an aha moment.
I know. My wheels have not
come
stopped
on.
Spinning.
Come on.
No, I mean, it's just, we know now. I feel like
we
can
clients.
Reach out to
yeah.
because we do some production stuff, and I'll turn it down or I'll pass it to somebody else, or I just pretty much won't deal with it at all. Sometimes
seems like more trouble than it's worth.
And
in your
not really, but you just don't really know how to do it or price it out sometimes and tie it all together. But now I feel like I just met the wheel to tie my production dreams together. Because Mike had one that he had just did for a big group. And, you know, Lynx, a.k.a. hard. We do a lot of sorority and...
I do a lot of strolls.
Because he did, what, two TVs and...
We did the two screens, big project, eight by six.
Yep.
Reverse.
Yep.
We did the speakers around the room. We did the lights. We did the video. And that was like the hardest I've ever worked.
Here's the thing. Another thing that I want to say about DJs getting into production, because we all love the toys, and it seems like once you get into the production world, you got all these toys at your fingertips.
It's a different world.
And it's, you know, the lights, the speakers. We all want the hottest. But... let's make sure you want to do it first before you go out and spend your money, because you're going to work harder doing that type of show than you ever will doing a wedding. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Set up time was like 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. I didn't get home till almost 3 a.m. And it was like, man, you know, I did the DJing, but I had everybody else there, you know, and I was okay with just packing up my board and walking out, but I couldn't.
You couldn't. You still got work to do. And a lot of our production shows, we're loading in 2-3 days in advance, you know, just to have the room and the walkthrough and, you know, all the things.
Yeah, the wheels have, I mean, my training wheel just flew off the side of the bike.
I lost the gig.
Yeah.
Because you weren't able to handle something like that?
No.
Sometimes you just walk away because, okay, I see this being not what I want to do, or being able to pull it off how I want to do it within the, you know, within the circle of how I want to do it, or who I want to connect with to do it.
Yes, and it was hard, you know, because Jeff made a good point. Knowing what the true numbers are, mm-hmm. knowing what your price can be on top of that. Yeah. Finding the people to work the event, you know, and then decide, man, do I want to put in that much time again?
a lot of people in our community especially haven't been exposed to the knowledge it's a shame, but we are worth far more than what we put down on paper.
I need a high five.
That's an exable right there.
I've seen it more and more. You know, when I first started, I had some friends working for some of these companies we were doing things for, and I'd submit a bid, and luckily I had good friends and mentors like, hey man, why don't you resubmit this bid? And I'm worried, is something wrong? What's going on?
He overshot.
I overshot or didn't have something. And he's like, hey man, we paid the company last year almost double, and it's,
oh my god,
you know, and it's
but you're right, you're lucky, know. You had somebody said it, because that Instagram post with that guy, he comes in, hey, we'll do it for $250
right,
and they're like, come on man, we got you, and then he said we were gonna pay $3,000, but $200, come on brother,
we'll have you to do this,
trying to change. That was that per hour.
The thing is, a lot of people, the gatekeepers, don't want you to know.
Yeah.
And that, really and truly, I'll be totally honest with what was going on for my head. I now have a source to reach out and
absolutely.
Say, what should this, you know, how can we price
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. And it's not even a competition thing. It's like, look, if I don't know how to do this, if anything else, let me team up with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm the boots on the ground in my location. I'm not in Dallas, but you're the boots on the ground in Dallas. If you're meeting with the clients, you're the name in the face. It doesn't. I don't care if it's your show. Let me come in and make all of us.
I don't care either. I just want to make a percentage.
Bingo.
I'm a percentage kind of guy.
That's it.
Let's percentageize this. We all can make some money.
I can make this official. We're in production now.
Yeah.
Let's make it. Only thing it takes a phone call.
Yeah. So what else, man? What else can you tell us about? What else you got going on? You still doing your YouTube channel?
Still doing my YouTube channel. It's slow. I'll be honest. I had Well, I mean, I've got so much content loaded. That's Rick Webb talking shit.
I know.
I've got so much content, but I'll be honest with you. When I had my son, my entire world changed.
Oh, yeah.
Things
I'm
that
sure,
weren't important.
Yeah.
You know, growing up as a product of a single parent home, I know what being alone feels like. And I made a promise not only to myself, but to my family. It's not going to happen. So whenever my son came along, things just kind of go to the back burner. Now, I've still got some content, and I'm still here trying to inspire others and give information. The best way to find me now on a day-to-day basis is on Instagram. You'll see all the stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Did you bring somebody here with you to document, or you going to make sure they get you?
I'm going to make sure. I got Nate Nelson. He's walking around getting some kind of content.
We saw him come through a few
minutes. Content is king these days.
Yeah. Got to document this and share it with the rest of the world.
You have to.
And show them it's possible.
And I want you to
send,
I'm going
to
put you in DJ Crosstalk when I get back. But I want you to, you know, because now they can't say it's not happening because you just did
it. We're here.
Mac just did it. Nick Hughes, he was the host for a event.
And
so,
I'm going to say this, too, because I think this is important.
Uh-huh.
Not only did the people that you announced did it, we did it.
Yeah.
Do you not understand?
Yeah, I understand.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Because we're doing it.
Right. It could be somebody else. It could be somebody else.
Yeah, right. It could. Yeah.
It's not like they ain't there.
Yeah, it's not like they did. You gotta
be willing to sacrifice and put in the work in order to get something.
And the thing that really kind of probably means the most to me is this is a private run organization. They can get who they want, but they chose to call me, and it's like you gotta understand that's a big
when I saw that because I had never been. I was like, you know what? Even if we don't go, I'm going because I want to support.
Man,
yeah. So I'm telling you. Well, like you say, you go to these other ones, you see 10,
right.
5,
and a sea of
out of 1,400.
Right,
I mean, first time with the Moby, you might have saw 10, and it's 1,400 DJs.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I know I'm not the only one.
But then you get on Facebook, and everybody's complaining that we're,
Right. we're not
doing it. Where you at?
Don't worry.
Well,
we
this
will.
Is not happening.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Right.
Yeah.
We know it's not happening because you're not
you
there.
You know, the thing, and we all know what we're talking about. The thing that was so disheartening to me last year is they did at Atlantic City, they did that 50 years of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And
none
the
of
only
us.
Representation was on the stage.
Well, you said a mouthful right
wow.
there. I was there.
Right.
And I saw it too. Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
It's just.
Wow.
Yeah. We get in there. We just, you know, sometimes we drive.
You're right. It was Melly Mel and Furious Five and Sugar Hill Gang. That was it.
That was it.
Rest of, and even in the battles and things, you really don't see a full representation or the takeovers and things. And we have to put ourselves in position and start talking to people and stop standing at home complaining about what's not going
on.
Yeah, but.
So we know that you have 2 minutes. So could you tell the audience where to find you?
Yeah. It's just like we were saying earlier, there ain't but one. DJ
Pig.
Instagram. Well, my Facebook got hacked, so hopefully I'll be getting that back. But Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. If you got any questions, I tell everybody I'm an open book. DJWooPig@gmail.com. Hey, if you got questions, I got answers.
All right. You heard it first. The one.
The only.
DJ.
Hey, thank y'all so much. And this is incredible. For y'all to pull up to a show like this, grabbing people from the crowd and hearing their stories and how they came up and, you know, just to see other people talk about their passion and their craft.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. They don't have to be on stage.
No, you don't,
to,
man.
To be inspired.
We did a guy to Chicago last. That young brother jocked so many gems and so many ideas and different things. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But we're not going to hold you up. We know the host.
The host.
Midwest DJ Lives. This brother right here has to get back on stage.
Yes. Woo!
Y'all take care.
All right, thank you.
That's why we don't got the speaker church. I leave for 5 minutes.
You're halfway across the
hall. But who out of control?